the Word, get right to the point. I feel like that God's got a Word for us this morning. If you remember, a few weeks ago I preached and we started out our new beginning, our fresh start, and Pastor revealed our theme for the year is change. And if you remember, I told you that the devil's not just going to let you waltz right into your new beginning, your fresh start, your change, without putting up some kind of fight. Amen? But I'm here to tell you this morning, I feel like I've got the devil backing up. I feel like the devil has hit me in the mouth a few times, but I'm fighting back. And I've hit him in the mouth a few times, and I've got him backing up. Amen? I feel like the Fort Payne Family Worship Center this morning has been hit in the mouth. But you're fighting back, and we're moving forward, and the Lord wants us to keep moving forward into our mission. Amen? If you got your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to try to hurry and get you out of here, get you blessed by the Word of God. Amen. If I can find my Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, very familiar Scripture. This won't be nothing new to you. This will be old hat. This is something that you've heard before. But I feel like it's exactly what God wants you to hear this morning. I don't want it to be quantity. I want it to be quality this morning. I've got a few notes and I've just jotted them down and I'm going to read over them. And this may not even qualify as preaching, but I'm going to do my part and I'll just follow the Lord wherever He leads. And when we get through, we'll call it quits and go to the house. Amen? So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the Bible said in verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Him by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciled the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." Look at your neighbor and say, "Hello, ambassador." We are ambassadors for Christ. "As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God." Amen? I'd like to use this thought this morning. Mission statement change. And I said it 3 or 4 weeks ago when we started into this, I'm not going to quit on y'all. I'm not going to quit aggravating y'all about where we're going at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. You may get tired of hearing about change, but I'm going to ride this mule till I get it to the barn. Amen? So if y'all get tired of hearing about change, you pray real hard and ask God to give me a new message, and I'll give it to you. Amen? Hallelujah. So we want to look at three things out of these verses of Scripture. Verse 21 said, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God." Now we are made the righteousness of God. Amen? Jesus Christ has also given us to us the ministry of reconciliation. In verse 20, He said, "Now, then we are ambassadors for Christ." Now our mission statement is change. And no greater change, how many of you know and realize that no greater change could take place than that of a person that has been changed from the nation or the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Amen? That's the greatest change that will ever take place in anybody's life. Amen? I've had a lot of great things happen to me and I've had a lot of good things come into my life, but the greatest thing that ever happened to me when change took place in my life on a Tuesday morning, or when God come by my house and I knelt by an old yard bed sale in a little old 900 square foot house and there was a change made in my life and I've not been the same yet or since. Amen? But I'm moving forward. There's great things that God has for me. Now our mission statement is change. Now you could say that these two kingdoms differ from each other. Amen. The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And they differ from each other. You could say that these are two different nations with two different leaders, two different cultures, two different lifestyles, and two different destinations. Amen? Now, we know that the United States elects high-ranking officials called ambassadors sent by the president into a foreign country as a representative or promoter of a specific activity. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, before we go any further, I need to be reminded of who I am. As the song says, "Oh Lord, remind me of who I am because I need to know." You've got to understand what your position is in the kingdom of God. Paul said that we are ambassadors of Christ. God has chosen you. You're a high-ranking official. And God has a plan and God has a purpose and God has a mission for your life. Amen? Praise be unto God. The Apostle Paul said in verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." Now, I said this is just a simple message, but this is just exactly what God wanted me to tell you this morning. Now, when you got saved, Paul said, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." You're not patched up. God didn't take you out and put a patch on you and say, "Get there the best way that you can." He didn't give you 12 steps of rehab. Amen. He didn't give you a new list of do's and don'ts. Amen. He has created in you. You are a new creature. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody pray. Can I tell you, if you've been born again, you are a high-ranking official, not elected by the people, but elected by God. Ain't you glad that God chose you? You didn't choose God. When you was lost and undone without the Lord, God wasn't lost. He knew exactly where He was at. But God knew that I was lost, and He come by my way, amen, and reached out to me and saved me from the foundation of the world. God knew who you were, amen. Praise be unto God. God told Jeremiah, said, "Before I formed you, I knew you in your mother's womb." Amen? Praise be unto God. "Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Your destination should change. Your vision has changed. Your mission has changed. You have become an ambassador for Christ. Now, I don't want to get the horse in front of the cart, so I just want to stop for just a minute and say the first thing people say, amen, when you say that you have been called, that you've been elected of God, that you have a mission and you have a ministry in your life, the first thing that people say is, "I'm not worthy and I'm not qualified to take on this ambassador role." Amen? How many of you said that? And that's what we hear a lot of times. We'll say that "I'm not worthy and I'm not qualified to be a representative of the kingdom of God." Now, there's not a whole lot of things that I agree with the devil on. But when the devil comes into my life and says, "You're not qualified and you're not worthy," amen, I totally have to agree with him. Amen? And say, "God, I am not worthy. I'm not qualified. But God," amen, "but God, Jesus became sin who knew no sin that we might be made the righteousness of God." Now, when I need to accomplish something in my life, you know what I have to do? I can't go in my own strength, Pastor. I probably feel about as unworthy to stand up here this morning as anybody you've ever seen. I feel unqualified. I feel inadequate, amen, to present you the gospel. But God has chosen me and God has placed righteousness in my life. And when I accomplish something, Pastor, I have to draw from what Jesus done. He placed His righteousness into my account. Now, what a trade-off that was. Amen? The Bible said that He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Amen? What a trade-off. Jesus said, "This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take all your old junk, your old sin, your old mess that you're in, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to put it on Jesus, and I'm going to nail it to the cross." Then God says, "This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take all the righteousness of Jesus, all that good stuff that He had, and I'm going to put it in your account." Amen? Hallelujah! What a trade-off that was. Amen? Jesus done for me what nobody else could do. He placed His righteousness into my account. Amen? Now I have an account with God. Amen? And there's some good things in my account, not because of what I've done, but because of what Jesus done. And you know, when I need to get something done, like I said, I've got to go to my account, and I've got to look at my checkbook or look at my account and see what's in there and draw off of my account and say, God, I can't do it, but you can. And God, I ain't worthy, but you are. God, I can't do nothing, but you can do everything. Amen. God has got a plan, and God has got a purpose. You are an ambassador for Christ. Amen. God took all our sins and placed it upon Christ and took all His righteousness and placed it into our account. Now that we realize who we are, will we accept the title as an ambassador for Christ? Let that simmer for just a minute. Meditate upon it. David said, Selah. Meditate upon that for just a minute. Amen? Praise be unto God. So, if you have been given the title of ambassador, if we fulfill our role as ambassadors representing the kingdom of God, it is an assignment we can't take lightly. Amen? This is an assignment we can't take lightly. For every morning when you get up, no matter what your occupation is, no matter what your title is in life, no matter where you go or what you're doing, amen, you're on the mission field for God. You are an ambassador for Christ, and you're representing the kingdom of life. So we don't take this lightly. When I go to the workplace, I've got to realize I'm there for a purpose. My purpose is not just to get a paycheck, and even though I like them real well, amen, every Thursday they give me one and I like it. And I've said this before, when they quit giving me my paycheck, I quit going to the workplace, amen. But you know what? That's not the real reason that I'm there. God knew me from the foundation of the world. He knew that I would be at Bullcrown. He knew that there was a purpose for me being there. And every morning when I go there, I'm an ambassador for Christ. I'm representing the kingdom of God. But you know what? My actions and my conversation reveal who I work for. Come on now. We're going to get down to where the rubber meets the road now. How you live in your life. Do you live different in the church house than you do on the workplace? Do you live different in the church house than you do in the schoolyard? Do you live different in the church house than you do anywhere else? Amen. When you're out there on the mission field, you ought to be at your best. Come on now. You ought to be, as Mama used to say, about your P's and Q's, amen. You ought to be on your best behavior when you're out in the world. You know what? Y'all know me. Y'all know I've got shortcomings. Y'all know that I've got weaknesses and I've got imperfections, amen. But the world, they don't understand that, Pastor. When I go to the workplace, amen, I got to be on guard. I got to be about the Father's business. Because if I mess up, they don't understand that. Oh, I thought you was a preacher. I thought you was a Christian, and you're acting like that, and you're partaking in the dirty jokes, and you're saying things that you shouldn't be saying, amen? I'm an ambassador for Christ, and I've got to represent the kingdom of life. Amen? Praise be unto God. Now, ambassadors are responsible for understanding the world's key issues. Their job is, they go to a foreign country, they represent the United States, and they've got to understand what the world's key issues are. Hey man, we ain't got a drug problem. We ain't got a gun problem. We ain't got a race problem. We got a sin problem. Amen. It all boils down to that, Pastor. Amen. And you know what? You know how the kingdom of God should be working on those issues? We can't take everybody's gun away from them. Amen. And we can't stop all the drug traffickers from coming in through Mexico. And we can't stop everybody from being a racist. Amen. But you know what we can do? We can start changing people's life one by one. Amen. You know how I get one drug addict off the street? street, introduce him to Christ. When change takes place, that's one that's off drugs. Amen. All those murderers, amen, and all those people are robbing places. You know how you cure that problem? By getting into the kingdom of life. Amen. Praise be unto God. The answer to all the world's problems is this. Mark 14, or 1 and 14 and 15. Jesus come into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom, saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." That's how you solve the world's problem. You know what? If we went somewhere and we're representing the kingdom of God, and we go and we say, "I'm from a Fort Payne Family Worship Center and I got something to say." Amen. What do we need to say? We need to say, if you get right with God, I promise things will change for the better. Amen. Paul said in Ephesians 6 and 20, "For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Now, Paul was in prison for being an ambassador for Christ. But he wasn't defeated. He wasn't discouraged. He wrote this powerful letter to the church at Ephesus saying, "Don't pray that my chains be removed, but I may speak the word of God boldly." Amen. Paul was in prison for being an ambassador for Christ, because everywhere he went, he preached the good news of the gospel. He talked about lives changing and people coming to know God. Amen. And where did that land him? It landed him in prison. How do you react when your message is rejected? Come on. Now, God is going to take you maybe to some places that you don't really want to go. And he'll put you in the path of some people that you really don't like. Amen? And God will put you into some situations that are not going to be fun. So how are you going to respond when your message is rejected? Well, that's easy. I don't give them my message. But if you're an ambassador for Christ, you've got a message and you've got to present your message. Now, I thought about this morning as I was studying, Pastor. If you've never done a door-to-door ministry, you should try it sometime. You park your car at the end of the road, and you get out, and you start door-to-door, knocking on doors, and trying to tell them about Jesus Christ. Amen? Oh, my goodness. You'll run in to some of the most difficult people that you've ever met in your life. They won't let you go. They want to keep you in there and tell you how wrong you are. Amen? They do it. Saying all that to say this, if you've never tried that, you need to try it sometime. Amen? How do you respond when your message is rejected? Are you defeated? Do you want to quit? Do you want to give up? Been there, done that. Amen. I remember as a young Christian, and I say this all the time, when I got saved, my feet was just hitting the ground about every three steps. And I was, man, I was like a kid with a new toy. Amen. I've been delivered from sin and drugs and alcohol, and God is still working on me. Amen. But I was just like a kid with a new toy. Amen. Where was I going with that? I'm fixing to be 63 years old. I'm going to tell this. No, I ain't going to tell it. Now I'm going to tell it. I don't know why, but somebody needs to hear this. I come home from work Friday, and my Friday's off, and I got so much I want to get done. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You get off a little bit early and you say, "Man, I'm going to get home and I'm going to rake the leaves and I'm going to clean the house and I'm going to clean out the refrigerator and I'm going to do all this stuff." I came home, amen, and I thought, "Man, my old truck is in the garage. I need to fire it up to make sure the battery's still charged." So I go in, I raise the garage door, I fire the truck up. I go in the house and start doing all these things that I want to get done. And about an hour and a half later, I realize that I've left my truck running in the garage. Hey, man, That ain't got nothing to do with this message. I'm just saying this to tell you, you're not the only one out there that's forgetting things. Amen? We're human beings, we're just people, and God is still working on us. Amen? That didn't cost you nothing. I'm a little embarrassed. My wife's a little embarrassed, but... Oh, my... When you're rejected from your message, do you want to quit? Do you want to give up? Pastor says it all the time. I quit 3 times last week. I quit Sunday morning, quit again Wednesday night, but here I am again. Amen? Because I am an ambassador for Christ. Isaiah said, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and whom will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. Isaiah said that, the prophet. But this is what we say a lot of times. Here I am, God, but send somebody else. Amen? Here I am, God, but send somebody else. There are so much better speaker than I am. They're so much smarter than I am. They don't forget things like I do. And they got all this stuff going for them. But did you know that God has got a special mission with your name on it? There's something that God's got for you to do that nobody else in this building can get done. God has chosen you. God has a mission for you. You are an ambassador for Christ, and there's a special mission with your name on it. Come on now. I would go, but I'm not a minister. Well, that's where you're wrong, brother. And that's where you're wrong, sister. Because Paul said we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. Amen? Look at your neighbor and said, I'm a minister. Oh, boy, that was weak. That was weak. But we have this ministry of reconciliation. So God has chosen you and God has picked you to be an ambassador for Christ, and you have this mission, and that is the mission to get as many people changed from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Is that our mission statement? Change. To get people changed into the kingdom of light. Amen? Hallelujah. Reconciliation comes. Now listen to this. I didn't know this. Of course, there's a lot of things I don't know, but I didn't know this till this wasn't my direction when I started studying this. This wasn't what I was thinking about. But as I began to study, Pastor, I come across this, and reconciliation comes from the Greek family of words that has its root in this, alasso. The meaning common to the word group is change or exchange. Amen? Change or exchange. You have this mission of reconciliation, this ministry of reconciliation, which comes from the Greek word that means change. If you're not making a difference in the people's life that you come in contact with on a daily basis, you're failing the Lord. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Come on. I know you're saying right now, well, you just don't know how impossible these people are. You just don't know how rude and how evil they can be. Well, that's the reason God has got you there. You're to be the light of the world. You're an ambassador from the kingdom of light. And you go into the kingdom of darkness and you see these impossible people and you present your case. Amen? You say, look, Jesus died on the cross for your sins and God can change you. Amen? God can change your life. Because reconciliation, we become new creatures. Amen? Now, as ambassadors for Christ, the ministry of reconciliation, sometimes we say, I would go, but I really don't know what to say. Boy, that's a cop-out. But I've used it a lot of times myself. I really don't know what to say to them. Man, you know, we ain't got nothing in common. We say, I would go, but I really don't have nothing to say. Did you know the greatest testimony that you can have is change? Amen? Because, Steve, you got to look at them and you got to say, man, you know how I was. You know what we went through and you know how I acted. And you know all the mess we got into. But look how God's changed me. Amen. The greatest witness, the greatest testimony that you got to present to a lost and dying world is what God has done for you. The change that He has made in your life. Now, I know some of us needed changing a lot more than others did. And my testimony is not what your testimony is. And where I was at is not really where you're at. But everybody that has come into the kingdom of light has changed. Amen. And there's things that you can say, there's things that you can do to help people realize that change makes a difference. Amen. Now think about this. The message of reconciliation, salvation that has come from God through Christ has been passed on to us. Ain't that amazing? God didn't choose angels. He didn't choose the richest. And He didn't choose the smartest. Amen. To be an ambassador for Christ. He said, everybody is an ambassador for Christ. You have the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Now think about that for just a minute. He didn't give it to angels. He gave it to us. In 1 Corinthians 1:27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. The foolishness of preaching. Amen. To confound the wise. I don't understand it, Pastor. I don't know why that God want to choose somebody like me to present to you the gospel. I don't understand why. Because, like I said, there's so many more people that are qualified. There's so many more people that's got a better education, that are a lot smarter than I am, that can speak a whole lot better than I do, that could do a whole lot better job. But God said, no, I want you. That's what I want you to do. Do you think for a minute that God didn't know when He brought me out of the drug house and the alcohol and all that thing, that I'd be standing behind the pulpit at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center? Ain't that amazing? Do you think for a minute that God didn't know that where He brought you from, that He's got a place for you to land? Amen? Hallelujah, you have the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 18 said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Hallelujah. Now you have been given a gift. Amen? You have the gift of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, living right on the inside of you. God didn't save you and put you out there like a mouse in a maze and say, get there the best way you can. Oh, no. God gave you something. The moment you got saved, there was this sweet Holy Ghost Spirit that moved right on the inside of you, and it equips you to accomplish every plan and every purpose that He has for your life. You're equipped with this power. Amen? So you have this gift. But I want you to listen to this. Proverbs 18:16 says, a man's gift opens the door for him and brings him before great men. Wow! A man's gift opens the door and brings him before great men. I don't know how you interpret that. I know a lot of people interpret it different ways. And I don't even know why I wrote that down this morning. But this is just the way that God gave it to me, Pastor. He said, you've got a gift and you've got a mission. You are an ambassador for Christ and God can bring you before great men. Amen? The kingdom of God, this is what we're being. We think our ministry is limited to the drug addicts. And we think our ministry is limited to those that are in poverty. And that's great and that's good and that's what we should be doing and reaching out to them, to the homeless and all this. But you know, God has got such a greater plan for the ambassadors of Christ. He said, your gift will bring you before great men. Amen. Great men have influence. Great men can put you in position to reach a lot of people. Amen. Now, Paul was in a position to reach a lot of people. Oh, my goodness. But he was in prison. But the Bible said that your gift can bring you before great men. I think it's time for the kingdom of God to invade, amen, those people in important position. They think they don't need God. They got contracts and they got money and they got riches and they think they don't need God. But God is saying, I've chosen you and I'm going to open the door up to place you in front of great men, and I want you to tell them about me, and you'll see some change take place in the United States of America. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's time the kingdom of God invaded Hollywood. It's time the kingdom of God invaded the professional athlete field. It's time the kingdom of God went into our city halls and into our government and even into our president. Has anybody besides me seen a change in our president since he got elected in office? He's had some issues, and he's got some issues. But you know what? There's been some ambassadors for Christ going in, and they've been praying with him. They've been talking to him, and there's some change taking place in his life, and there's some change taking place in our country. All because of ambassadors for Christ. Come into a screeching halt, if you'll stand to your feet all over the house. Ron, if you'll come to the piano and just play something softly. I want to close with this thought. There's some people sitting under the sound of my voice this morning that you think that you don't have nothing to offer the Lord. You think, well, nobody would ever believe my message. You think that God can't use you, that you're worthless, you're no good, and God can never use somebody like you. I promise you, if He can use me, He can use you. Steve, I've had the privilege of praying with teenagers and they get saved. I've had the privilege of going to people's houses and praying with them and they get saved. I've had the privilege of sitting among great men. I've told this before. I was Perry Stone's chauffeur one time. Amen. That's a great position. He had influence, and I believe it affected my life. I got to sit down one-on-one and talk with Brother Randy Caldwell. Awesome man of God. Dr. Randy Caldwell. And I would sit there and listen to him expound the Scriptures, Pastor. And I'd think, my gosh, if I could only do that. If I could only quote Scripture like that, and I could only explain like he explains it and know everything he knows and spend all this time in Israel, man, I'd be a preaching machine. But God, I said, you got your mission. But he let me sit before great men because God has blessed me with a gift. Father, we come to you this morning. And God, we praise you. God, that you have chosen us. And you've entrusted with us the ministry of reconciliation. And I pray, God, that we use our ministry to full strength. God, with everybody we come in contact with. God, at the school, at the hospital, at the workplace. God, we'd be up and about the Father's business. God, seeing your mighty hand at work. Lord, you have chosen us, and you've blessed us, and you've equipped us. And Lord, I pray this morning that you help us to realize, God, that you need us as a vehicle to move in. You need us as a mouthpiece to speak your word. You need us as feet that will go and hands that will work. God, you need the body of Christ. Lord, we pray, God, that you strengthen us this morning. Lord, we love you. We thank you and we praise you. And we trust you this morning. And everybody in God's house said, amen. I pray.